This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Now that we've studied the book of Malachi using the four-step approach, we come to the final step, summarize. This is the application step, where we define precisely the difference this study should make in our lives, what the outcome should look like and feel like. We've done this to some degree as we spread, sorted, and structured what Malachi wrote in an outline. Now it's time to underline the effect all of this should have on us and those around us. The first thing I concluded was the truth all believers should never forget. I have loved you, says the Lord, Malachi 1:2. Take time to bask in the light and warmth of that truth. Chapter 4 says God has written a scroll of remembrance. That would be a good thing for all of us to do. We should write a scroll of remembrance, listing the times when God has demonstrated his love to us. It might have been through helping us understand a truth found in his word, or when he clearly intervened and protected us from some disaster. It could be when he brought someone to you for encouragement and help. How has God loved you? If you can't think of examples, it's because you either didn't recognize when he did, or you forgot what you recognized at the time. Remember the 10 lepers Jesus healed? Only one came back to thank him. He knew Jesus loved him. Jude 21 reminds us, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be still and know God loves you. By faith, keep that in your heart bank.